This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations on the Genesis Communications Network, that's GCN Live, all across the country, as well as on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest markets in America. And just for good measure, we drop in some of the leading independent stations, too, that are out there. And we thank everybody that's listening to us, as well as listening to us on the Internet via our stream that's out there, as well as on the satellite, the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much, especially to our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang, our suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline and related products to get us on the road and keep us moving along. And you can also follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And by the way, I got to straighten that out. The Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show page on Facebook. There you go. The Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show page on Facebook. And we're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter as at Captain's America. You can hear us also on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. We're streaming live there right now. Our podcast is available over there on GCN Live. It's also on most of our radio stations have links to our podcast there. And you can hear us on Amazon Music, on Spotify, on Player FM, Radio Ghana in India, Radio Boom Play in Africa, Google, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and the Apple Podcasts, where they're available on all of those sources. Now, joining us this hour number two, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the California professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Great. Thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
How'd you like that intro?
Love it.
I gave you a Chris Markowski welcome. All righty. Well, we're going to say the pledge and get started. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the portfolio, one of the portfolio managers is talking about the OPEC Plus alliance could break. I don't see that happening just yet anyway. The oil is way up there. I'm looking at the price of oil right now. And it's up everywhere that you can look and see. Crude, Brent crude, let's see, OPEC basket, that's the highest there is. That's 90, some of it's up to $95 a barrel, but most of it's 85, 88. Gasoline took another shot in the arm, went up another couple of pennies. So, you know, we're not done with that yet. We're going to be up at, I would think we're going to be around $3 a gallon. wholesale at the refinery without the state and local taxes and transportation put in there. So that'll raise things again. But this portfolio manager thinks that oil prices could drop down to $35 a barrel. Well, that can't come soon enough, can it?
Well, exactly right. This is from Per Lickander, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Lickander. He's evidently a portfolio manager with Clean Energy Transition. He's talking about there's some waning demand out there, but also at the same time, there's some issues with cooperation within OPEC Plus. And so according to his perspective, he thinks that if there was a problem with these 23 nations that produce approximately 40% of the world's crude oil and they break apart, if that's possible, then it could send the price really, really diving, perhaps even to $35 a barrel. So we'll see. It just depends on different pressures.
Boy, I don't know. And, of course, folks, if you missed us last hour when we came on, we, of course, talked about the new document charges that were brought forth by the special prosecutor, and also they charged the the grounds manager at Mar-a-Lago, and they've got someone else, an unnamed co-conspirator as well, that blew the whistle on whatever it is that's going on. So we'll have to wait and see. Apparently, former President Trump is being accused of asking a staffer to delete video footage, and I don't know what that's all about. We'll just have to wait until we find out more about it.
Well, this is being filed in what they call the superseding indictment, and they're talking about this maintenance supervisor, evidently, and then also someone who's identified only as Trump employee number 4, saying to this maintenance supervisor, quote, the boss wanted the server deleted, unquote. So if that also included video surveillance, and which might be evidence in how these documents were handled, there might be some kind of record of that. Then obviously they're looking at this as destruction of evidence, one might think.
All right. Well, folks, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Gavin Newsom is trying to stick his nose in the middle of the actors' strike and Hollywood writers' strike. And they're basically telling him to butt out. They don't want him involved. So we'll talk to Kyle about that one. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. And by the way, while you're doing that, if you're in pain or discomfort, how about trying some Relief Factor out? You know, Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and the pain and the yucky feeling that you have when you're sore and things happen because of maybe you've got an old injury, or maybe you got a new injury, or maybe you've had an operation, or whatever the deal is. But I'll tell you what, this product will help you. I've been taking it for 13 years. And what it does is the all-natural ingredients that are in it, there's no drugs at all in this product, the all-natural ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation, which will lower or even eliminate pain with whatever the problem is that you've got going on, because it goes right straight to the source of the pain. I've never seen anything like it. And by the way, I used to take a handful of Aleve at a time because I'd be in so much pain. And I do mean a handful of Aleve, 4, 5, 6 pills, whatever. And that's no good either. You shouldn't be doing that. This product here, I take 4 capsules in an individual packet. That's it. Done. I take it with my breakfast or my first meal in the morning, and that stays in my system, and I'm okay after that. Once in a while, I may have to take a second one, but not in the last 2 months, anyway, since I came out of the hospital. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Comes in convenient individual packets, supports the healthy joints and muscles that you want to have. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, try the 3-week quick start. See what it'll do for you. And in the words of Kyle Warren,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. Give it a try. You'll be thanking me for it later. Well, Mr. Kyle, out there in California, where you're at, you got all the studio executives, the actors and the writers showing no interest at all and having Gavin Newsom, who, by the way, volunteered his services, to help negotiate the Hollywood strike. They don't want him anywhere near the building.
Yeah, that's really something. Here you've got the governor of California, and I think, you know, this is just my own speculation, but, and of course, as you were saying, yeah, they haven't shown any interest at all. The actors or the studio execs, they don't want Newsom involved in this. But I kind of think he might have wanted to get involved in this because he would like to maybe have a much better relationship with Hollywood and try to get him to come back to California and film more in California rather than going different places in the country like Texas and places like that, which really seem to be able to offer better incentives and better economic conditions than traditionally in California. And, of course, up on the sound stages, if you're up in Universal or on CBS lot and so forth, there's all kinds of shows. A lot of people's favorite shows are still being made there. But in terms of locations and stuff like that, I understand that it's harder to do.
Yeah, and we'll keep our eyes on that because it looks like this is going to go on through the end of the year from what I keep hearing, but I could be wrong.
Well, I think it's for the foreseeable future at this point because one of the biggest aspects of this is artificial intelligence. For example, just real briefly, if you have artificial intelligence that you feed in a lot of material to, and that's also a sticking point, previously written material, but you can tell it to generate a script for you. Then you go to a writer, a human writer, and say, okay, polish this script for me. That's an entirely different pay scale, much lower than if you originate the script, from what I understand. So there's a lot to be had here in terms of creativity and loss of revenue.
Now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is in the news again as he slammed the anti-Israel Democrats, calling them the party of war, that's lost its soul and direction and moral compass because of their actions and words against Israel.
Well, isn't this something, of course? RFK Jr. is certainly stirring the pot, shall we say.
Yep.
You know, the other day he talked about wanting to investigate the Biden family and so forth. And that's not sitting well with the Democrat Party elite. So being a disruptor, I think, is going to help at least help RFK Jr. really stand out.
Yeah, and to be continued in the next stanza, I guess, because he's not going away.
No, I don't think that he is. And one of the things that he's going to be able to tap into, and I think this is really important, and that is this notion that he represents something that the Democrat Party kind of used to be like, right? And he doesn't really represent the extreme version of the Democrat Party elite that we see controlling everything today. So he may be able to go and get some independent voters. I think he can certainly go out and attract a lot of rank-and-file Democrats across the highways and byways of the land. So, yeah, he's going to be a force they have to deal with.
Now, the Supreme Court has cleared the way for pipeline construction favored by West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin. What's that all about?
Well, this has to do with the controversial Mid-Atlantic natural gas pipeline. And so, yes, the justices took away the lower court's ruling that halted the remaining construction of what they call the Mountain Valley Pipeline, which is about 300 miles through the mountains of West Virginia and Virginia. And, of course, environmentalists, opposed this and so forth. But this is definitely a big boon and a blow to the Biden administration and their agenda, basically.
Well, it just might make the deer get bigger and the squirrels and the jackrabbits and whatever else they got up there, possums and whatnot, get bigger, too, because they thrive off those pipelines. And it was proven in Alaska where the wildlife was living in coexistence with the pipeline that was put in up there, and the wildlife just kept getting bigger and stronger and tougher.
Well, I suppose, but so Joe Manchin, of course, is saying he's relieved that this is moving forward, that the high court upheld this. And, of course, there's been all kinds of legal challenges to this up to this point. And I think it's been on hold since 2021.
Now, there is a U.S. intelligence report that says that China is likely supplying tech items for the Russian military.
What, did Russia lose their ability to be able to do techie stuff?
Well, part of this is a way of getting around the sanctions, evidently, that are imposed on Russia.
Right.
And I know that and we're looking forward, too, to asking Denise Simon about this as well later on in the program, in hour number three. And that way, I think she's going to have also a perspective on this. But, of course, Captain, the unholy alliance, as it were, between Russia and China, I think, is going to continue to build, and it's going to continue to be a formidable problem in trying to get the Ukraine war resolved and then also get everything else on some even keel here where it pertains to Taiwan, the South China Sea, all these different sort of hot spots that are going to be a bigger problem.
Well, there's another problem, and that's the fact that China's use of their exit bans is leaving Americans at risk of being arbitrarily detained in China at a time when we might not be able to get them out.
Yes, exactly right. So this is also very, very, this is very terrifying, wouldn't it be? Because if you visit China for some reason and then you want to leave and then they say, sorry, not right now, and then that could be indefinite, that would be very, very scary. And of course, that should not sit well with the whatever American administration's in the White House.
So slowly, Charlie.
Well, but again, this is China doesn't mind becoming flexing its authoritarian muscles, right? And this is another way of doing that. So obviously, caution is an understatement here.
By the way, there is a report surfacing from Fox that's just come out just on the wire. We'll have to take a look at that during the break. It says, report now reveals states' massive mishandling of pandemic unemployment tax dollars. You know where my mind's going when I hear that.
Where's that?
That they're taking unemployment money, money that was given to them for unemployment, and using it for money being given to people that had COVID.
Oh, yeah, perhaps
so. It was not designed for that at any time. But these states take the federal money, Kyle, and you know it and I know it. They take the federal money and they use it sometimes for anything but what it's supposed to be used for.
Yeah, and we'll definitely check it out for sure.
All right, folks, Kyle and I will be right back with more here after the bottom of the hour break, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves, pay some of their bills and all that good stuff. We'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. The U.S. economy grew faster than expected in the second quarter as labor market resilience underpinned consumer spending, while businesses boosted investment in equipment, potentially keeping a much-feared recession at bay. GDP increased at a 2.4% annualized rate last quarter, the Commerce Department said in their advance estimate of second quarter GDP numbers on Thursday. President Biden is laying out his plan to combat extreme heat conditions gripping the country. The president announces that he wants Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu to issue a heat hazard alert.
It clarifies that workers
have a federal heat-related protections. We should be protecting workers from hazardous conditions, and we will. And those states where they do not, I'm going to be calling them out.
Tim Berg, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Here, there are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only advanced podiatry and wound care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but advanced podiatry and wound care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, advanced podiatry and wound care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care is the place where I went to finally get diagnosed of what was going on with me, with my legs and my ankles and my calves and everything swelling up the way it was, and I couldn't get a hold of it, couldn't get control of it. And we realized that I had a blockage of some sort, so that while they were treating me for it, that led to finding out some more things. But they were the ones, and they were the only ones that could get me started and get things done correctly. I'd been to two other specialists, and nobody could find anything.
Well, you know, you just got to put this bandage on and that wrap and tighten this and tighten that, and you'll be okay.
Yeah, wrong answer. So if you're having problems and your legs are swelling up, your feet are swelling up, you're in pain, it's not normal. And don't let anybody tell you it is. It could be a fluid buildup, and that can kill you. Because when the fluid builds up and there's a blockage of some sort, it's got nowhere to go but up. And when it gets up into your chest and up near your heart, It starts bothering your lungs. It starts bothering your heart. Next thing you know, boom, you keel over, and that's it. End of story. So their phone number, to find out more, is 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Doesn't matter where you live. Doesn't matter where you live. They can certainly give you some really good advice. 727-896-4615. Check them out. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. All righty. Let's go back over here to the telephone line. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The U.S. economy shocked a bunch of people. We were hearing that we were headed for recession. Now they're not talking about that, at least not at the moment, but that doesn't mean it's gone away. They are instead talking and praising the likes of Bidenomics, which that's the wrong thing to say because they don't know what they're talking about. But anyway, they're saying that the economy unexpectedly accelerated to a 2.4% GDP in the April to June quarter, despite the federal hikes in the tax rates. Now, this is significant in the fact that nobody thought this was going to happen.
Well, that's right. And certainly with the higher interest rates, you know, that's I think, very impactful to people's perception of their ability, for example, to go out and get a loan to pay for their house or to get a home equity loan or just in general to make the real estate market go. But that being said, we got a 2.4% annual growth rate from April through June. So what they're saying is that this shows that the economy is stronger, perhaps, than we thought it was. But I think the jury's still out, though. I think we should be cautious about this and not come to any kind of conclusions about, quote, Bidenomics, because I think it's resisting in spite of many of the things that are happening out there.
Well, we know that in some areas of the country, housing is not very good. And we know in other areas of the country, it's booming, particularly the Sun Belt, and especially down here where I'm at in Florida. Every time you turn around, they're building something else, either apartments or condos or homes. I mean, every time you turn around. Now, that being said, the housing market institutional freeze that was put on by some people, one that didn't do it was a place called Invitation Homes. Now, they are the largest owner of U.S. homes. They had a net seller ratio for the third straight quarter. They were selling, selling, selling.
Well, that's true. So it kind of depends on where you are in the country and how your market is going, because it can be very different in other places. But of course, Captain, we'll see how things settle out, especially as we get to the end of summertime and school starts again. A lot of times families that need to move around, they're going to get situated right before school starts, and schools get ready to start in, what, a couple of 2 or 3 weeks here, basically.
Yeah. Now, something that's interesting when you get a big heat wave going on like we've had here most of the summer so far, the scorching heat is now stressing. And we talked about this, stressing the U.S. power grids. Are you still having rolling blackouts out there in California?
No, I haven't really heard of our typical rolling blackouts, and we haven't experienced anything like that, at least here in Southern California. But it's been hot. Of course, it's hot out in the desert, but it hasn't been as incredibly hot in the Southern California area, including L.A., Orange, San Diego counties, at least at this point. We'll put another week or two on it and get into August, and we'll see what's happening. But across the country, though, there's been a lot of strain on the backbone, basically.
Well, the U.S. power grids are being stressed to the max in many parts of the country. And I would suspect today, with all that heat going up the East Coast, there'll be a number of places that will lose their power over on the East Coast because they're just not set up for this. And then you toss in the electric cars and trucks to boot. That makes it even worse, right?
Well, one would think, and I do recall at a time of high consumption that I think the word had gone out, don't charge your electric car right now because there's too many air conditioners running, there's too much demand, basically.
Yeah, don't charge your electric car, so walk to work.
Right, right, in the heat, but these kinds of things are going to be what stick in people's minds over time, and that is, well, this infrastructure really isn't there. The grid really can't handle it because we can't produce enough electricity in order to really take care of that. So that begs the question, how do you get more electricity? Well, you can't set up a coal-fired plant, really. You probably could, but it's completely cost prohibitive at this point.
Nuclear power is the cleanest way to go. We all know that.
Well, yeah, and I would tend to think that revisiting that, well, number one, it would be very difficult on a large scale. Now, there are nuclear power plants that are in operation, but if you remember even back, I think, to the 70s, the no nukes movement back then and so forth. But of course, technology advances. Nuclear power is used extensively in the Navy. We don't have any nuclear problems, essentially, with that. But certainly have a nuclear power plants. And when you look at California, you know, San Onofre, which is south of me down Interstate 5, that's been out of operation now, I think, for a long time because they can't get it to where it's safe for earthquakes or some such thing, if I remember correctly.
Well, you're over there where you're going to break off and fall in the ocean, which means you better move quick. But the thing of it is up in upstate New York where I was at, 9 Mile 1, 9 Mile 2, James K. Fitzpatrick, those were three nuclear plants. They're all operating and they're supplying power not only to the upstate region, but to New York City.
Well, that's right. But then people look at something like Fukushima, for example, and that's also very terrifying because there was a natural disaster with the tsunami that caused all that problem. So it's definitely something that will still be discussed, but I don't know if we'll see it widely implemented.
And finally, before we go to the break and the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, 75% of the Democrats say they're sympathetic to illegal aliens living in the United States. Some people even say they'd let them live in their homes. 83% deny there's a border crisis. These are Democrats saying this. They deny there's a border crisis. They got to be blind, deaf, and dumb.
Well, but you know, didn't Mayorkas, they tell us the border's closed and something like that? So don't worry.
Are you
not
ready?
A problem.
Are you ready for my synopsis of Mayorkas?
Well, of course. I think
he's a lying skunk.
But no problem. Nothing to see here. Move along. Yeah. No.
Well, and I didn't ask for my opinion. That's what he is, a lying skunk. Who sat there and laughed about the problem we were having on the border. Yeah, he'll be laughing all right after they haul his butt out of Washington, D.C. and say, you're gone. All right, hold on there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
in America. Here we go, Kyle. Oh, yeah. Living in America. Yes.
That was what? One of the Rocky movies, right? Is that where we first heard that?
Yeah, it's Rocky IV.
Yeah, okay. And that's one that had, was that the one Creed was in? And the Russian?
Well, the Russian was Dolph Lundgren, and he played Ivan Drago, this Russian boxer who was trained with all the technical, advancements and all this kind of stuff. You did have Apollo Creed in that movie, and of course Rocky had to come back and fight Drago. So it was a cool movie. And it also, with that whole thing where this song is playing and all, it was kind of a cool celebration of America at that point. And,
absolutely.
We loved those characters very much.
Absolutely. And that was a song there that you could really get into because, again, it was all about America. And if you've ever seen the video, it is all about America. Okay, well, Kyle, tell us what's going on out west. It's kind of like you've got a little off night there, but you still got stuff to talk about.
Well, Phoenix, Arizona right now checking in, 97 degrees. I think that's a degree cooler than it was last hour. Las Vegas, Nevada checking in at 95. Definitely a little bit cooler than it was last hour. Of course, we're in the overnight hours, but during the daytime, watch out. It's very hot all through southern Arizona, all through southern California desert, and on up through the coast, almost up to San Luis Obispo. We also continue to have some bad air quality. This is hanging around Eugene and Bend, Oregon. And maybe even for Richard the Marine as well, because of some of the wildfires that is still burning in that area. But it's hanging right around that area there on Interstate 5. So if you're trucking on up through there, be careful of that. Again, just a little bit of rain up in Montana tonight. This is mostly eastern Montana. Looks like it's starting to head more towards into North Dakota, but a little bit coming across I-94 near Hysham. So please be careful out there.
Well, we've got some really warm temperatures across the middle part of America, and it's going to be in the northeastern big cities today, too. Let me start with the warmest of the warm. Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri, Columbia, Missouri, going up into Iowa. The Bettendorf for Quad Cities will be just freaking scorching. All of the area south of I-80 down to, down to Kentucky. Temperatures will be 100 roughly degrees, actual temperatures, never mind what feel like. It's going to be a lot hotter. But you've got heat warnings in the eastern half of Nebraska, two-thirds of Kansas, the pretty much northern one-third of Oklahoma, going across Arkansas, right through Little Rock, over into about half of Tennessee, the northern part of Mississippi, the northern two-thirds of Alabama, then all of Kentucky, the western part of West Virginia, the western part to include Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania, all of Ohio, all of Indiana, the southern part going along I-94 of Michigan, almost all the way to Detroit. There'll be some showers mixed in up there around the Great Lakes, and then we'll also probably be seeing some rain in the middle Atlantic states, and then across Jersey, down through Delaware, down into Maryland, maybe down into Virginia, where we're going to have scorching hot temperatures. The big cities on the East Coast are going to be just unbearable, so be advised. And upstate New York, I-90 west all the way to Buffalo from Boston, you're going to have the high heat up 87 out of New York all the way up to Quebec to the line. Vermont, New Hampshire, again with heat. And then Maryland, Delaware, Virginia. And down in South Florida, again, I'll use this as my illustration for how hot it's been in Florida, South Florida, down below Miami, Key West, the water temperature is 101 degrees in Key West, Florida, tonight, right now. Hey, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Plan J real quick, and then we'll pick up Denise Simon.
All right, folks, don't forget, find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline that you buy at a Pilot Flying J Travel Center this summer simply by going to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out their My Rewards Plus app. Also, all the great RV amenities. Once again, pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, we're going to go up and pick up Denise Simon from founderscode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook for those of you that have Facebook. And good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
Now, we're going to talk in depth after the top of the hour about Trump charges, but the one thing that kind of stood out was we have some people that are involved that work with Trump, including one of them was the director of maintenance there at Mar-a-Lago, and he's been indicted now, and somebody blew the whistle on him, apparently. And they might get indicted. So what's going on here?
He was, he agreed to testify or give testimony or be questioned, which he did. And apparently they are charging him because it is alleged that Trump asked him to move or destroy or eliminate camera video footage of, that was watching or pointed to the storage of the documents. So that's obstruction, and that's why he's being charged.
Okay, well, we'll have to wait and see where that goes, because I think they're going to try to squeeze him to get him to flip and say something else, because they're pulling out
Of course, that's exactly what they do.
Yeah, they're pulling out all the stops to
absolutely, they are.
Yep, they definitely want Trump gone, because now the noose is closing even tighter on Joe Biden after what we heard, and we'll get into that in a second right after the top of the hour news. But it's just unbelievable what's going on right now. This is like a tit-for-tat thing going on back and forth.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but I think that Mr. Special Prosecutor is bitten off a little bit more than he can chew, because the people aren't buying it. If you keep looking at the polls that are out there, the people are not buying it. And here comes the music, and we'll have to discuss this on the other side of the break. Coming up, folks, the top of the hour news and weather and some commercials. Your local stations will get a chance to pay some of their bills. And we'll be back in about 6 minutes here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day, a Friday. Hope you're having a great day where you're at.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.